Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning. I hope everybody is doing well. Right now, 70 degrees outside, perfect temperature, a little bit of rain headed our direction, nothing really heavy, maybe some pockets of heavier rain, but again, nothing severe as of right now, just some light rain moving into the area. Always nice to have a little bit of rain. Well, joining us in studio this morning is the superintendent of USD 445, Dr. Craig Correll. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing pretty good, sir. We'll kind of go over the agenda a little bit. You said it's not the biggest agenda tonight for the Coffeyville School Board, but that is tonight, the school board meeting, correct?
It is. The agenda looks very long because this is our reorganization month, the first month of our fiscal year. So there's a lot of action items that will take place very quickly on the agenda.
So it'll be, and that what time does that school board meeting start?
5 p.m., 6:15 Ellis at the Board of Education office.
Is the public still invited, or is it still going to be streamed online for people if they would like to watch?
The public is invited if they would like to.
Okay. Well, a few things also I did want to talk about is, of course, you know, they're still determining if schools should be open person to person. Of course, last year, USD 445, you guys did an incredible job last year with a transition from in-person schooling to distance learning. You guys did an incredible job last year. So I definitely want to give the district kudos that, because that was a quick transition you guys had to do.
It was a very quick. Our teachers did a phenomenal job.
Absolutely, they did. But of course, they're talking about, you know, if we, you know, should have person to person in school again. And there's been talk about masks, maybe kids up to fifth or sixth grade shouldn't have to wear a mask, but teachers should have to wear masks. And I want to know, is there any talk about this on the local level with you guys?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about this at the local level. There's been a lot of talk about this really at every level within our state and our nation. KSDE, the Kansas State Department of Education, put out their draft agenda. Are there draft guidelines, last Thursday afternoon, and that will go to the Kansas State Board of Education to be voted on this week. And in that draft, it recommends students at about around the age of 12 and up wear masks, and adults wear masks, and students about 12 or under not to wear the masks. And, you know, we've also read a lot of research and a lot of different studies out there. The American Academy of Pediatrics also agrees that the younger children really should not wear masks. It could be more detrimental than benefit there when it comes to the masks. So, you know, we know masks have been a hot button item and been somewhat controversial, and we're here just to do the research and look at what the Kansas State Department of Education puts down, what the Kansas State Board of Education agrees to, and then also in conversations with our local health officials here in Montgomery County to make sure that we're keeping everyone as safe as we possibly can.
Absolutely. So again, if it was sixth grade and then under, of course, that would be just community elementary here in town, correct? And then but Roosevelt and Phil Kinley would be if the students have to wear a mask, it'd be just Roosevelt and Phil Kinley, correct?
If that's what's passed by the State Board of Education, yes, it would be middle school and high school students here in Coffeyville.
All right, so would not include community elementary. But also another thing we've been talking about, and we talked about it off air just a few minutes ago, and of course nobody really knows what's going on with this right now, but of course the NJCAA looks like they're going to vote to move the football season to the spring
for junior colleges,
and that Keisha as of right now really hasn't made a ruling. They're just kind of going forward right now, not changing anything, and they really haven't said really much about it. I don't know, have you heard anything else about maybe moving the high school season to the spring?
Other than a few local pockets talking about that, no. The Kansas State High School Activities Association has kind of given the indication that they're not going to put any massive requirements out there, and that would be a massive shift, a change. I understand the reasoning for some of that, but at this point, that hasn't trickled down to the high school level. But as you know, within the last 7 months of the pandemic, anything can change on a dime. So we're just kind of waiting to see that. Myself and my district office administrators and all my building administrators have been hard at work all summer, reading doing all the research and designing our plans, and we have some teachers involved as well. We have a pretty broad teacher team really looking at the draft guidelines that came out last week from Dr. Watson and the state board. And so we're making some tentative plans. We can't put those out yet because the state board meets this week, and we don't know what that'll change. We're hoping to have a plan out. We'd like to say we'll have a draft out by the end of July, and I think that's realistic. As long as nothing else changes. If the parameters change, it could be a little while longer. Right now, our plan is to have students back August 19th, and we'd love to have students back in our building August 19th. We've sent several surveys out to our community over the last 6 weeks. We've probably sent 4 or 5, and we don't want to survey them just too much, but we also want to make sure that we're really gauging where our community is and where our parents are, and then that safety factor. And the latest survey last week was just a 2-question survey, and we really whittled it down to, when your students come back, do you want on-site learning or would you rather have remote learning? And about 1/3 of our parents at this point, we had a little over half our parents reply to the survey, and about 1/3 of those said they'd feel safer with the remote learning plan. So obviously that requires not only planning to figure out what that remote learning will look like, because it needs to be at a much higher scale than it was last spring. We want more accountability there, for our students. But we have to figure out who will be doing that, because we only have so many teachers. We don't have funds to hire additional teachers. So we'll be looking at how will that work in our schools. And that's where we have some of the best, teachers in the state of Kansas right now. They're dedicated teachers, and they're working with us to figure out what that may look like moving forward.
And I know there'd been some talk, about maybe to stop from mixing classes. Maybe have one teacher teach just one class the whole day, kind of keep everybody together so there's not so much mixing. Also, I think they're saying locker use is going to be also discouraged as well, because obviously that could be it. That could be almost a petri dish. If you've ever, I believe me, I was in high school and had a locker too, and it was not pretty sometimes. so I could see how locker use would be discouraged. And would that happen at Phil Kinley and also Roosevelt? Would locker use maybe discouraged?
It's a possibility. I was asked to lead the charge for our statewide transitions committee when it came to the guidelines that were just put out. So in leading that, what we were looking at was all the transitions that take place within a school day, and how can we, obviously the number one indicator is if you can reduce the number of students at any one given place, then you reduce the transmission possibilities. So when it comes to the hallways, when students congregate at lockers, that's more opportunity to spread the virus. And so if we eliminated lockers, that might be a possibility. Also, just looking at what other ways can we reduce the number of students in a hallway at any given time. And that could be with schedule changes. That could be with making sure students are walking in single file lines so they're not congregating as much. So there's really a lot to this. Are there ways we could walk outside more? In between, you look at community elementary school, and it's such a long school, taking up several blocks there. Could the kindergarten come out of a door, and when it's not raining, obviously, and maybe walk outside to get to the lunchroom? And how can we handle areas of common spaces such as lunchrooms and big areas like that? So as you can imagine, there's just a lot that goes into this plan, and we're trying to cover every possible detail we can. And it's a very daunting task, but I have a lot of faith in our teachers and our administrators, and we have different committees that are all meeting this week to really kind of break that up into some different committees and looking at what our plans will be. We'll come back together on Thursday, hear the recommendations of each local committee, and then really get into building that plan.
Okay, sounds good, though. It sounds like you guys are definitely working hard on that, because like I said, this is kind of unprecedented that we're having to do this year to still deal with the COVID-19 epidemic or pandemic that's still going on. And you guys are doing a great job, though, over there. But I know, like you said, it's a very daunting task, but you guys are doing a great job over there keeping it keeping us informed about that. And we'll definitely keep the public informed when you guys let us know as well.
Yeah, we definitely want to do that. I've been in this business for almost 30 years now, and this is definitely the biggest change I've ever taken place in my career.
It's different for sure. That is for sure. Well, sir, I appreciate you coming on here for just a few minutes today and talking about what is going on at USD 445. Again, I know we got a lot of different things going on over there. And again, we would love to talk to you maybe later this month. Maybe once a plan gets hammered down or unveiled, we'd love to talk to you again about that. Maybe at the end of the month, maybe if a plan is unveiled by then. So we'd love to talk
to you. We'll reach out because we'll want to communicate that in every possible way so our community understands what the plan is and how we derived at that plan.
All right, sir. Well, thank you again very much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it. And you have a fantastic day.
All right. Thanks. You too.
All right. We are going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.